This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I just thought about what I was saying. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to listen carefully to me, okay? And these are quotes from our forefathers. This is Patrick Henry, again, one of the Sons of Liberty. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. I'll say that again. And who would know better than our forefathers, by the way? Listen to what Patrick Henry rightly said. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. What are we seeing today, friends? Just that. See, the American people don't realize that when God gave us rights, that it was us, we the people, the government, that delegated authority to those that we entrusted to represent we the people. What are we seeing today? Because we have lost that in our educational system across the boards and not just in schools anymore, friends. Well, we have the government doing just the exact opposite of its purpose. Instead of restraining men from sin, they're advocating sin. Again, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people, but this is what they're doing all day long. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. And we're talking about corruption. We're not talking about good government. We're never talking about overthrowing good government. Never, friends. See, like Abraham Lincoln rightly said, he said that we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. See, and this is what the American people have lost. Let me say this one more time. Patrick Henry, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Well, where we're at today, friends, where are we? Where are we at today, friends? Just there. Listen to what Edmund Burke said. He said, kings will be tyrants from policy, and by policy, remember, policy follows law, friends. Law does not follow policy. Kings will be tyrants from policy, which undermines our constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, read the U.S. Constitution. Again, kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. I can take that over to the man that deceived the American people to believe that he actually went to the moon. If he went, John Glenn went. I wish he would have stayed there. Again, we're talking about Senator John Glenn. He was the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we have around here. So I lay this to your candor, men and women that are listening right now, are you sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments? By the way, unlawful commandments, yep, so am I. My hands raised to the sky, yep. Well, then simply put, God's Ten Commandments back into play to eradicate man's 10,000 commandments. Again, Edmund Burke, Reflections on the Revolution in France, said, "Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle." So in other words, when you see countries self-destruct, it's because they have left off law and given it over to man and have given up their sovereignty under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's really just that simple. And I wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, when we go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to listen carefully because we have some good articles over there. Tim Brown just wrote, "Hey, self-proclaimed fact-checkers and mainstream media, let's not let that Jim Acosta propaganda you're putting out go so fast." Just a couple weeks ago, I got a letter from a new fact-checker, as if to suggest we can trust any one of the fact-checkers, right? And we didn't have this problem until the CIA-controlled media started to attack outlets such as mine that were exposing them for their lies. And what were they doing? They were accusing us of the very things that they were guilty of. I just got a letter not too long ago from a guy that claimed to be a fact-checker. And he started asking me all these questions. Mind you, folks, unless you forget this in the mix, he didn't ask me one question on the phone. He laid a bunch of questions out for me as if to suggest that I somehow had to answer his objections. And what he did is he went up and down my website and he found things that he didn't agree with. And so he started to put objections there and saying, "Well, this is questionable. This isn't factual. Wait a second. Hey, brother from another mother, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. Facts are stubborn things. And the truth is always going to expose your lie. Read Ephesians 5. And it's my job to reprove your darkness. So don't play the fool for your pains to try to come in here and suggest that I have to go back to you as if to suggest that I have to have you accredit my website and you give it the green light before everybody abroad, out and abroad, namely in the United States of America, now can take my website as being, you know, one that can be trusted because you said so." Folks, you know, all of these fact checkers, Who says the buck stops with them? I mean, we already see the fact checkers that are out there right now, and we see that they're lawless in their leanings, friends. You know, and going back to this individual that sent me the email questioning some of the content, it was the way that he reads it or how he takes it. And it was interesting to note how fast it was and how fast it came to find out that he was actually funded by George Soros, where he lost it, or he lost all of his credibility right then and there. And so, of course, he gets all in a hissy fit about it, and he gets all up in arms about it. And he writes an article talking about how some of this stuff is questionable and that's questionable. Well, wait a second again. If people don't want to come to sonsoflibertymedia.com, which 100% of it is there to give you the news that the CIA-controlled media refuses to give you because, again, they're not going to tell on themselves. Listen, if people don't want to come to my site, they don't have to come to my site. What makes you the final say-so as what is true and what's untrue? You know, what we do here is we always go back to the Word of God, and we make reference to the Word of God concerning right and wrong in the Torah. And then we go to the Constitution, which aligns itself, and then we come up with the same conclusion as Andrew Jackson. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Check those out. Several hundred videos up there. We're going to post another one for you today as well, giving you the answers to America's issues. And if you're listening to us out in one of the 53 countries, do yourself a favor and check those videos out. God applies and his law applies everywhere. So it's not just in America. Again, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I wanted to say and piggyback onto what I was just talking about during the first segment. Hey, self-proclaimed fact-checkers and mainstream media, let's not let that Jim Acosta propaganda you're putting out go so fast. It's interesting, folks, that these fact-checkers, they wanted to accredit themselves as the buck stops here. If you need accreditation, we'll be the ones that give it to you. And if we don't give it to you, then you must have false content. Well, guess what? The CIA-controlled media is doing the same exact thing. And we have found that they also have accredited the likes of Snopes.com, which is a CIA operation. Everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet know that what they are doing their best. What they're doing, friends, literally, are trying to put out the light that exposes their darkness every step of the way. I mean, look at the stuff that they have found that they claim is false information, folks. It only exposes the people that they're working for, and that's why they've come up with the conclusion that it's false. because they don't want their employers exposed. And again, we understand who the fake news is coming from, friends. It's been coming from the same source and the same six corporations that have been throwing propaganda on us for years in this country. With that said, I want to go over to the next article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Washington Post op-ed contributor Muhammad Ali al-Houthi ordered deaths of 26 journalists in Yemen jihad. Well, what's he doing in America, friends? But then again, you know, what are all these radical Muslims that want to come into America, what are they doing here? I mean, should we play stupid with what's going on out there? Should we call it for what it is, friends? We know what they're doing here. They're here to conquer America. And we can see that they're diligently doing that even today. I mean, why do we have 35 jihadi camps in America and we haven't heard one word about it coming from the CIA-controlled media in how many years? Although they did do two great reports, CNN did back in 2009, Mr. Cooper and Sean Hannity over on Fox News did another article. It was a great piece with videos included, friends, and interviews included concerning what was going on in the United States of America. But we haven't heard a peep about those 35 jihadi camps in America since, have we? Nope. And we also have, even going back to that which recently took place, friends, there in New Mexico when they found that the two Muslims, radicalized Muslims, armed heavily, were training up 13-year-old kids to commit jihad on our armed forces and in public schools in America, friends. And what did we find a week later? The FBI comes in and destroys all of the evidence. Hey, don't forget about the little dead boy they found, and don't forget about the tunnels that were going to that compound in New Mexico. So, folks, you know what? You can play the useful idiot and trust what you're being told by these people, but the fact of the matter is, until you begin to deal with them for who they are, nothing's going to change. It's crimes against God, and it's crimes against man, friends. So that, again, verifies exactly why we have a Muhammad Ali al-Houthi who ordered the deaths of 26 journalists in Yemen jihad, friends, working in the United States of America. Wake up. How's that sound? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we have Broward County. Brenda Snipes wants you to forget her history as she declares there has never been a deadline we have missed. I mean, folks, she is all over the website. Again, yesterday I shared a little concerning anybody that throws an objectionable opinion or even a question mark, friends, concerning what happened over there at the alleged shooting at Parkland High School, and friends, as well as with this voter fraud and investigators, even federal investigators, folks, how they're dying off in Broward County. Well, guess where she works, friends? There you have it. Enough said. And I said that on purpose. Enough said. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a former dreamer who wins election in New York. Huh. Former dreamer wins election in New York. What do you suppose she's going to begin to advocate? You know what the American people need to begin to do? You need to begin to ask those that represent we the people after they swear in on the Bible before God and man, promising to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, when they begin to operate out of their scope of authority, you need to begin to, instead of you being asked the questions for you to answer to them, you need to begin to ask them the questions as to, where did you derive that authority from? To operate out of your scope of authority concerning illegal immigrants, concerning amnesty and the Dreamer Bill. Folks, I can go across the board. Healthcare, abortion, homosexual marriage. I mean, the list goes on. Where did you derive that authority from? Because you didn't derive that authority from we the people. You derived that authority from an outside source, so therefore you are operating in an unlawful manner. And if you are operating in an unlawful manner, Mr. or Mrs. Representatives of We the People, that makes you an outlaw. And if you're an outlaw, we need to resurrect Article 2, Section 4 and impeach you. And then what we need to do is prosecute you for your crimes where you operated outside of your delegated authorities. Whoa, that sounds like a good idea to me. And that's the message that needs to be sent, because once it is sent, friends, guess what's going to happen? They're not going to do it anymore. And if they do, friends, they're going to think about 15 times before they do so. But again, begin to ask those that come up with these unlawful implementations and ideas and plans and bills that they want to throw on we the people as to lay to their candor, asking them the questions, by the way, where did you derive your authority? Who delegated that authority to you to do so? And if they cannot answer you, which, by the way, nine times out of ten, friends, are not going to be able to answer you, and if they can't answer you, it's time to deal with them lawfully. You have that authority. Remember, it's less than 1.7% of the population, along with the lying CIA-controlled media, that's lying to you, throwing on you what they're throwing on you today, friends. It's oppressive, is it not? It's confusing, is it not? Well, if that's the case, guess what? That's the sure hand of God judging a nation that will not be converted back unto Him. So you best do yourself a favor, individuals, first, and then corporately, secondly. You best do yourself a favor and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because life is but a vapor, and before you know it, you're not going to be able to kick the can down the road anymore. Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow, period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you hear this one? Islamophobia outbreak in California. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Isn't it interesting? These people come into our country, and I don't care if it's just the Muslims or not. If they are not here to assimilate, you are going to have problems, period. Okay? I guarantee you those that are assimilating aren't calling themselves the victims. They're thankful that they came into America. They're thankful to the American people that are working 40 and 50 and 60 hours a week, that are paying with their tax dollars to not only clothe them, not only to give them cash welfare, 93% of them in America, friends, but also to educate them and to house them. You're not going to have this problem, friends, let me remind you, of those that are coming to assimilate. You're going to have these problems with those that mean to overthrow, to tear down, and recreate a system that looks just like them in their devilish selves. 1 Timothy 4:1. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Pay attention to this, friends. Oregon's new red flag laws result in state confiscating nearly 50 gun owners' guns. I want to say it this way, and let's be real short about this because there is no debate. Again, we have rights. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Period. Okay? Instead of giving up your arms, America, instead of giving up your arms and your right to bear arms that God gave you to defend you and your families and your countries, instead of getting rid of your guns, let's say we round up the corrupt anti-gunners and throw them in jail where they belong. I think that's a good idea. And by the way, that's why they shake in their boot when the American people do stand up. And this is why they avoid those town hall meetings at all costs, America. Let's wake up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve. I'm working very hard on it. Last year, I signed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
President Trump delivering remarks today at the Supporting Veterans and Military Family Through Partnership Conference in Washington, D.C. The death toll from the wildfires burning in Northern California has risen to at least 59 people. That makes it the deadliest wildfire in a century. Those who did survive the fire are running out of places to go, many of them setting up a tent at a local Walmart. This evacuee says things are tough.
There's more evacuees, more people are running out of money for hotels, and families, you know, they're staying with people that, you know, they can't stay there forever.
A nor'easter is affecting travel from North Carolina all the way to Boston with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to, if you don't mind, I kind of like kicking this off every once in a while. And it's not like I just say, well, Lord, this is what I'm talking about. I always want to yield myself over to what He wants me to do. And the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is why, by the way, David knew more than the ancients, is because he had the testimonies of the Lord. What am I saying? He was always walking out the commandments of God that he might understand the things of the Lord all the more as he's unified with the Lord in that process. I'm saying this, friends. I want to kind of give you a little bit of my testimony. And when I do high school assemblies, and that's why we're so effective, is because I understand the young people. I understand the older people in some ways, too. And a lot of the older people understand my testimony. So they've had that testimony before I got my testimony through process. And so with that said, friends, you know, one of the things that I talk about in high schools and colleges and when I give my message is what real love is. The Bible tells us in Revelation 3 that as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous. And then it says, behold, I stand and I knock at the door. Isn't it interesting that he knocks at the door? That means he's pounding on the door. Your heart to open it up. He said that if you open it up, that he would come in and he would sup with you. But at first, he does that firstly when you open the door of your heart unto him through his knocking. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He breaks us down through godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, Acts 20 verse 21, Isaiah 66 verse 2, going over to Psalm 34:18. And what else comes to my aid right now is Psalm 51:17, that the sacrifice sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Well, saying that in the natural man, Martin Luther was right. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. So that's what I'm talking about. So we're built up and we're rooted into Christ, and we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power, because the Bible tells us that we're seated with him in heavenly places. As well, before that, which precedes that, is the fact that in Colossians 3, verse 1, that our affections are set on him. So speaking of love, in real love, there was a little boy. He went up into an old man's apple orchard. And in the process of doing so, he's seen these apples up there. So he started to grab one apple, takes a bite of the apple, swishes it around in his mouth. Takes another apple, takes another bite out of that apple, swishes it around in his mouth. And in the process, the old man, seeing him, he runs over there as fast as he possibly can. He looks up at the young boy in the apple tree. And the old man looked at the young man and he said, "Hey, listen, I want you to get out of my apple tree." And the young man looked up at him that was up in the tree, and he takes another apple, takes another bite, swishes it around in his mouth, and starts to laugh at the old man. Well, the old man, he got really angry, so what he did is he decided to grab some grass and throw it at the little boy in hopes that it would get him out of the tree. Well, guess what? The little boy was encouraged all the more to take another apple and to take another bite at will and swish it in his mouth as he started to mock the old man. And the old man said, "Listen, if the grass doesn't work, the rocks will." The old man got wise. He picked up some rocks and he started to pelt the young boy, where the young boy hastened out of the tree and he implored the old man's forgiveness. See, what's the moral of the story? Well, if good words and gentle means will not reclaim those that are in the trees of disobedience, then guess what I have to do? I have to pick up the rocks to get them out, because that's true love. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Again, I love this scripture. All scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. You know, for those that don't have ears to hear, understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. But if we know David, who is a man after God's own heart, he said, in understanding the Spirit of God, said, "In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes." So because the Lord loves us, guess what he does? He inflicts what? Pain and suffering to humble, to improve, that we might learn his way, to stay on his path, that straight and that narrow and difficult is the way. And keep in mind what comes with that, friends, which is found in the book of Acts, chapter 14, I believe, verse 22, that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Don't forget that part, okay? That comes with true Christianity. Now, what was I taught in the trees of disobedience? As a young man, grass was thrown at me with soft words, exchanging truth and absolutes for a false peace. Yep. As a matter of fact, just the other day, someone was watching a Christmas movie. And it goes back into the olden days. And it's very homey. It's very comforting to watch. I don't like fictitious stuff, by the way. But it was a Christmas movie, so I began to watch it. And it was interesting to note that throughout this movie, this Christmas movie, it was just unbelievable. It was a fake world that the people in this country and the producers created, because it was crossless. There was very little to nothing of the cross or trials and tribulations that we might understand the ways of God. Yet Jesus was a part of the story. And by the way, to cause confusion to the kids, so was Santa Claus, right? So as I'm watching this, we come to the end of the movie, and I said, do you know that is the mentality of the people in this country? They want to live a make-believe life in a make-believe world that they have created. By the way, read Exodus, the second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself a graven image, a god to suit your sins. You know, a God that doesn't mind you lying and stealing and cheating and creating a world, by the way, that is not, it's not real in any sense of the word. So when I began to watch it and we came to the end of the movie, I sat there and I looked at it and I said, that stuff is dangerous. Because most people, and I've seen this across the boards, I've seen it especially with wives and their kids. And of course, this comes from the husband who feeds into this. But I've seen it where women are so fickle that if the smallest of things may happen in this country, I'm afraid for them as to what they might do to themselves, because it's not a real world in which they live today. They've created a world, again, that is not real in any sense of the word. And then you look to their kids and it's like, whoa, if you blow the wrong way, that wind will hit them. And before you know it, they'll be crying and they'll be scared and they'll be running over to their mom who's scared of the wind blowing the wrong way. And again, here you have the husbands feeding into this. And yet, you know, you look at the disciples when it comes to the Christian walk. And that's what's even worse about it. It was a Christian movie, and yet there was no cross. It really came to this, friends. It was humanistic. It was humanism all the way through. They want to live a perfect life. Just, by the way, before I got into the church, before I got saved, really saved, in the fire, not the smoke, it was interesting because my mindset was, if I become a Christian, I'm going to live this perfect life where you go into the church and everybody tells the people the truth and everybody looks out for everybody else. And, you know, if hard times come, everybody will be there to support each other. And a lot of what I'm saying right now is, in fact, out there, but not to the degree that I understand the cross to be. 11 of the 12 martyrs died. I mean, if you look at the life of Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the Bible in 2 Corinthians 12, it was like, man, this guy goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on concerning the things that he went through. But it should come as no surprise, because when Paul was first converted, remember, he was knocked to the ground, and there shone about him a light where he was blinded. And it was interesting that the Bible tells us that Jesus called Paul, and the first thing he said to him is, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Just think about that. Just think about that. And to real Christians, they understand that you're going to be hated for his namesake. The Bible tells us, even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. The Bible tells us that we're going to be, again, hated for our love. Read Psalm 109, read John 7:7, and John 15 when you get a moment. Folks, these people have created a world without the cross, and yet they think they're going to heaven. And I just want people to understand that if something goes down, because it's going to go down sooner or later, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse in this country until America repents. If the Lord, through His mercy, still offers repentance, I believe that in many cases, America's at the point where Jeremiah was, where the Lord said to Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people anymore. Don't even pray for them anymore. They're not going to listen to anything until the boot comes down. And after that, it's all over with, and they're going to face me on Judgment Day. Prepare to meet your God. But America, what I don't understand is, what part of a real world don't you understand? Do you understand that you have a radicalized world and a radicalized government that's killing children and advocating two men being married and advocating everything by force to oppress and to enslave the American people through health care and other things, friends, and taxation without representation and creating their own bureaucracies with the use of your money to further destroy America? I mean, that's what's going on today. That's what's going on today. And they think that they're doing, by the way, these dads and these moms, they think they're doing their kids a favor by sheltering them from the real world. No, you have to prepare your children for the real world. Study the forefathers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Study the forefathers. This just comes to my aid right now, doing live radio. Roger Sherman comes to my aid, and listen to what he said. And again, align this up with the world that most people in this country have created for themselves today. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Just the opposite is what we see today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Well, let me kick this off again. We're talking about a false peace. And by the way, especially those that know the Word of God, when you look in the book of Daniel, I believe it's chapter 3. And I'm just going to go there to make sure, cross-check myself. But in Daniel 3, the Bible says that the enemy, the Antichrist, that he will destroy through peace. And it's interesting, that's exactly what you're seeing. Americans are being, Americans are being attacked on a daily basis by your representatives attempting to tear down American constitutional law and to put a foreign law in its place. Listen to this, Daniel 8, it's chapter 8, forgive me. Daniel 8, verse 25. And through his policy, and notice also, it's not law, it's policy. And through his policy also shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Narcissism, oh my goodness. And by peace shall destroy many. But here comes in the answer. Okay? And he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, my big brother, but he shall be broken without hand. But notice this, that he destroys through policy the same way that your government has been in operation for 60 and 70 years and 80 years and 90 years. I can keep going back in this country. And he prospers by the people tolerating his policies. And the whole time, the people lose. And the Bible tells us that he shall magnify himself in his heart. He's arrogant. Also read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. And by peace shall destroy many. Isn't it interesting what the UN will do to other countries? And they're called a peaceful force. Peacekeepers. Is that what they're doing? No. Hey, folks, peace is always at the end of law. As terrible as that may be, God is always right, and that's the peace that we want. Oh, Lord. Hang on a second. We're doing live radio. Do you remember what Jesus said in John 16:33? Said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." The warfare, Ephesians 6, but I'm at chapter 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now, just for the sake of going back to this quote by Roger Sherman, this is what your forefathers, this is the picture that they painted of themselves and the history that they wanted to leave to their posterity, which would be me and you. "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions," attached to old customs is what that word means, "and their history," his-story, "and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Read Luke 11:21 too, because that applies to this quote by one of our forefathers. By the way, he was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence with Mr. Robert Livingston, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Just wanted to make that clear. Going to the next point about my testimony. First, what I was taught while I was in the trees of disobedience, grass was thrown at me with soft words. Yep. Exchanging truth and absolutes for a false peace. Yep. What'd they do? Well, they gave me counseling and rehabilitation. That's not what I needed. They were leaving off discipline. Discipline is what I needed. I didn't need counseling and rehabilitation. I needed discipline that the rod would bring in many cases. What they would do is they would tell me I was sick instead of making bad choices, as I was breaking the law, then masking the problems by trying to put me on something, a babysitter drug called antidepressants. Now, we all know that Mr. Eisenberg, and matter of fact, I'm just going to go to it again, friends. We're doing live radio. Mr. ADHD, he told on himself. For those that did not know this, I'm about ready to tell you this, that ADHD is a fictitious disease. The pharmaceutical companies have duped the American people into telling the parents of the children that, you know, they just can't help themselves. You know, I mean, look at the way they act. I mean, don't think about all the sugar they're eating all day and the sugar that the parents are shoving down their throats all day. I mean, don't pay attention to your kids. You know, don't raise them up. Have the school system do that. And the list goes on. We need to put your kids on 80. We need to put your kids on Ritalin or dangerous psychotropic drugs. Well, for the sake of time, friends, remember Leon Eisenberg, the very scientific father of ADHD, the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In his last interview before his death, he said that ADHD is a fictitious disease. It's not real. For the sake of kicking this out now that I'm here, also pay attention to the black box warning on the back of these dangerous psychotropic drugs, by the way, which used to be illegal in the 50s. They were illegal street drugs. These drugs and what's on the black box and their warnings, so they indemnify themselves in case they're caught selling you these drugs that I am telling you they are criminal, selling you in so many different ways. The side effects are confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Yes, and parents have the audacity to put their kids on these drugs. On these drugs. Whoa! How, do you help with people like that? You can't. Hey, folks, it counters the word. It counters the remedy that God gives. The Bible says to he who withholds the rod hates his son. Now you have the spirit of Antichrist and through its useful idiots through the state trying to nanny state you and your kids by pulling away your authority from them and giving it to the state. Just wanted to share that with you. Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, said, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Of course. Of course. Of course. I mean, some of you guys right now, you older people, are probably thinking I sound like Mr. Ed, right? A horse is a horse, of course. Of course. And nobody is. Hey, this is ridiculous. It's the unthinkable. But this is how they tried to fix me for a minute. I think I took 3 pills. And I had a total adverse side effect to it. And it was a physical one. I got hives all over my back. It was the weirdest thing. But it was the Lord protecting this little punk. While I was in the trees of disobedience, I was, well, shown hypocrisy demonstrated time and time again. In other words, Bradley, hey, little kid that's being raised up in a real world, in a hard world, and that's being raised up in hard times because your dad's gone and your mom's working all the time. And I respect my mom for that big time. She was a workaholic, but she had more of a care for her boyfriends than she did me and my brother. We were always in the way. So that's pretty hard for a little guy to grow up into, right? And how much more today? But with that said, friends, you know, do as I say, but don't do as I do. I mean, folks, there was nothing to shoot for or no standard in which I was to attain in any sense of the word. No, they keep lowering the level of expectation rather than raising it. Hey, folks, if you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit one of them. That's what you want to teach your kids. You don't teach them to shoot for the floor because guess what? That's where they're going to go. And this is what the federal government is illegally doing in public schools. No child left behind. You got Common Core, which is created by a bunch of bureaucrats. Then you have, you know, International Baccalaureate. This is crazy. So what you do in wanting to, what they wanted to do in helping us, their help was always like going from the frying pan to jump into the fire. So instead of giving me the answers that our Creator gave unto His creatures, me being one of them, and I'm sure you're one of them as well, right? What do? They confuse us all the more in public schools. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Hello, America, and you're paying for it. Contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions worldwide, friends. By the way, Donald Trump just signed that back in March through the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was sold to you as national security. Well, they teach kids that are having problems in public schools debt forgiveness to third world nations as you pay for it. Adoption of the gay rights agenda, yep, so they can confuse you and bring a curse upon you. Elimination of the right to bear arms, yep, but they always have them, don't they? Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Because these wackos, these sick-minded reprobates, care more about the earth than they do us. And by their curriculums, we can see that's just the case. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.